Hello, I'm Deborah Knight, and I want to tell you about a new podcast I've made, Anatomy of a Scam. Understanding how scammers target us might be the most crucial part of recognizing scams and avoiding them. Hear from real scam victims and from experts in cybersecurity and law enforcement.
Educating people on how to prevent becoming victims.
Anatomy of a Scam is made in collaboration with CommBank. Stay CommBank safe with services that can help protect you from scams and fraud 24/7.
Well, we all know housing prices boomed during and just after the COVID crisis, and now they're in a correction phase, but still way ahead in most markets of where they were in, say, 2019. Apartment prices didn't go quite as crazy, but they may be the first to take off again because of the rental crisis. We have record low vacancy levels. Immigration numbers are now going right up. The federal government's feeding into that. And this, of course, is part of the alarming story that the Courier-Mail's been running. It was in yesterday's paper about the humanitarian side, the homelessness. There is a state government review, but little effect, of course, at this stage. Here to chat a bit more about the situation with apartments in particular is Steve Chandler, who's a building and property development expert. G'day, Steve.
Good evening.
Now, firstly, how much more correcting will there be, downwards, I mean, given the mortgage pressure on the most recent buyers?
Yeah, really good question, Matt. It's I'm going to pull out my magic crystal ball and I'm going to gaze into it. And it's telling me that I can see interest rates going up a little bit more, but not too much in the near future. Then I think the Reserve Bank's going to hold steady for a while to see what happens with inflation, and then they'll make their next move, whether that's up or down. But I do think in the short term, we are going to get another little bit of an increase. Now, what that means to affordability is, I think from, obviously it's going to affect the demand for property, particularly houses. But as houses become more unaffordable from a mortgage repayments perspective, not from a price, but the mortgage repayments, what that's going to do is force more people to look for the cheaper product, which is traditionally the apartments. And it's going to put a lot more pressure on the apartment market, a lot more demand, which means a lot more of the cheaper stock is actually going to start increasing in price.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point, because a lot of people just thought that both homes, that is freestanding homes and apartments, would go ebbing and flowing in the same direction. But because of the remarkable situation we have, as you say, and all these people desperate to find somewhere to live, certainly the lower end of the market is where they have to turn. That's quite a logical thing. Well, how high can prices go and how quickly? I'll get into rents in just a moment, but what we're talking about here, of course, as you said, is trying to get that supply up, trying to find homes for people.
That's the really hard part. Look, as a developer, I've in the past looked at trying to do affordable housing as part of what I do. It's really difficult. It's really difficult right now to actually make an apartment development actually stack up. So from that perspective, if a developer can't make a profit out of doing a development, they don't develop. So from that perspective, we have no new stock coming on the market. Approvals are down. The development approvals numbers are down. So there's not a huge amount of backlog, if you like, of potential sites coming through that can be developed. So there's some real problems coming for us from the homelessness. You mentioned the homelessness earlier, in the intro. That's huge, and it's going to get worse. It really is going to get worse, because there's going to be more and more people, looking for the bottom end of the market to actually, get shelter effectively. The more people you have for, the same number of homes, it's just not going to work.
Now, we've talked to a number of social commentators and charities about the whole concept of homelessness and the housing issue. We've talked to politicians about it. And people like you get mentioned a lot, obviously, and how what incentives are needed for someone like you to go and start building more affordable housing, certainly, as you mentioned. What are you looking for and what are the kind of things? I mean, it goes from all departments, doesn't it? There are incentives the government might perhaps be able to do, but there's also restrictions on development too and zoning and all those things.
Yeah, it's... I'm sure what I'm about to say, a lot of developers are going to cringe, but we don't necessarily need handouts from government. But what we do need is an ability to develop faster. Time costs money. If we're able to get product, you know, into the market in a shorter period of time, it minimises our risk because, let's face it, you know, a property development project from the time that we say, yes, we're going to acquire a site to the day that it's finished and, you know, effectively our payday, if we're doing sort of 30 or 50 units or 100 units, that's sort of 3 years. And there's a lot of risk over that time frame. That's why we need the margins that we have, because things can move around. There are lots of things happen in the economy. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone in 3 years' time. So if we're able to bring that time frame back to 18 months or 2 years by reducing the amount of red tape, that changes the risk profile. And if there's less risk in a project, there needs to be less reward, which means prices will come back. So if we can make the development process more efficient, that's going to have a huge impact, not only on risk, it'll bring product to market a lot faster, it'll bring prices down. So there's sort of, red tape's our big thing. It's a big issue. Taxes are obviously a major issue for us as well. So with all of the taxes that they hit us with along the, you know, from the time you create land, through to the finished product, there's so many different hidden taxes along the way, and who ends up paying that? It's the homeowner at the end of the day. So, you know, red tape and taxes, I suppose that's typical for everyone, I suppose.
Yep, that's what we're hearing. Well, how can it, back to the rental situation, I know it's a short term and you've outlined why there might not be so many properties out there, at least for now, but how can a potential renter navigate this crisis?
Wow, I don't know. That's a great, I really don't know. You've got a small amount of property and a lot of people. I think there might be opportunity. Look, if you're single, I think it's going to be a lot easier because you can do share accommodation with others. If family members have, you know, a three-bedroom house and they only use two, perhaps they can help with, you know, taking a boarder in, for example, that type of thing. Different governments across Australia, in New South Wales, we've got the boarding houses. Developing boarding houses can be done. We've got this thing called complying development. You can do different types of things without actually going to council to get a development consent. You do it through private certification. That's a prompt way of getting smaller scale type projects across the line for rental. Yeah, that is a really, I don't know the answer to it really. Yeah. I just don't know how we can help renters.
Well, don't worry.
We've got to get more product in the market. It's as simple as that.
And finally, mate, what advice would you give someone who's looking to buy an apartment at this stage?
I think now is probably a good time to buy because we've got a lot of immigration. The government's allowed a lot of people to come into the country, and we're playing a little bit of catch up with past immigration where we stopped during the lockdown periods. So from that perspective, there's a lot more people coming in. If you're looking to own something to rent, this is a great time to do it. You know, a tenant can help you pay off your mortgage in a shorter period of time. Rental growth is huge at the moment because we've got this demand. So from that perspective, now might be a really good time to buy. If you're sitting there going, oh, will I, won't I, will I, won't I? It's probably a really good time to buy because I think prices are going to go up and rents are going to go up until we get to the point where developers are able to put more product into the market, which will then sort of flood the market with apartments and bring prices back down.
Steve Chandler, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Hello, I'm Deborah Knight, and I want to tell you about a new podcast I've made, Anatomy of a Scam. Day after day, we're hit with a barrage of dodgy texts, phone calls, and emails. No one is immune. Understanding how scammers target us might be the most crucial part of recognising scams and avoiding them. Hear from experts in cybersecurity.
Criminal activity is unrelenting.
And from real scam victims.
I felt a lot of guilt, so it was pretty bad.
Tap follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and stay up to date.
Many investment apps have limitations around what you can do unless you're a pro. Matt Wilson, VP and Chief Market Strategist at Moomoo. Does the Moomoo app open up pro trading tools to everyone?
That's right. We help users take charge of their investments. The Moomoo platform includes real-time insights and tools such as heat maps, visualized company financials, and stock screeners. It's likely the information you've wanted from your existing platform but have found it hidden behind a paywall or only available to institutions. We believe you should have the information you want so that you can be comfortable making a trade.
Search Moomoo in your app store. All investment carries risk. AFSL 224 663. T's and C's apply.